on Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is the sixth day of November.
I would say Thirsty Thursday, but that makes me want to throw up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jana's still under the sick bubble, apparently.
Yes. Stay on that side of the table.
It's Nacho's Day today. Doesn't that sound good?
No.
It's also basketball day. What? Ask me what position I played in basketball in high school.
Nothing.
I said, ask me what position I played in.
What did you play?
I played end.
Did you?
End of the bench. Also, saxophone day. Good morning. We're Joe and you need to know this morning. Well, it looks like Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill hitting the ground running. She says her first move come January will be to freeze utility costs by declaring a state of emergency. She met with Governor Phil Murphy yesterday, just a day after her big election win, and she says she's already making plans to restart the Gateway Tunnel project, push back on Trump's tariffs, and help families with things like first-time homebuyer credits and lower drug prices.
New Jersey saw a huge turnout at the polls this week, and that helped flip five counties back to blue. Atlantic, Cumberland, Gloucester, Passaic, and Morris counties all swung Democratic this time around after going for Trump back in 2024.
Sad news from the Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine. A gray seal that had been rescued back in April has passed away. Staff says he was being treated for a serious flipper injury and didn't make it through surgery. The team says they did everything they could.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Lots of sunshine, high around...
Cat Country 107.3, Riley Green and Ella Langley. We're Joe and Jana. This is Cat Country 107.3. It's time for Jana's Fangirl Update.
We know now why Blake Shelton officially left The Voice to start his own show. He's saying that after 23 seasons, it still hasn't launched a real superstar. So he's fixing that with his new show, The Road, where 12 artists perform their own original songs for a shot at viral fame. Keith Urban's headlining. Gretchen Wilson is the road manager, and Blake's promising this one's all about the music, not the coaches. You can catch Blake Shelton's The Road on Sunday nights at 9 on CBS. Everything we know about this season so far, you can check it out at catcountry1073.com. Jelly Roll had a rough run-in at a Louis Vuitton store in Sydney, saying he was treated like a criminal, but in true Jelly fashion. He laughed it off with his crew afterwards, so this moment came right after his sold-out show where he surprised fans by bringing UFC champ Alexander Volkanovski on stage. Needless to say, this was basically a full-on pretty woman moment for the store workers, but in true Jelly Roll fashion. Everything we know about the incident is up now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's.
Be Thursday. Coming up at 7:15, we're going to give you a chance to win 2 4-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. Eric Church's going to be there. We're going to announce another headliner tomorrow. All told, there'll be more than 40 different country acts at Barefoot. You can win 2 tickets this morning. At 7:15, we're going to play our brand new game called Who's Your Baby?
Oh, no.
Who's Your Baby?
I don't know what that means.
What we're going to do is play 4 quick cuts of people singing the word baby, and you need to identify those 4 singers or bands.
Oh.
So I'm going to play this clip for you right now. You ready?
We're ready.
Here we go. Now, don't call now. You can think about it. We'll do it. Mornings with Joe and John. I know you said I played the clip too fast, and I didn't give people a chance to listen. So
yeah, can you play it one more time? I want to record it.
All right. So what we're going to do, it's 7:15. We're going to play our game called Who's Your Baby?
Yeah, but you got to play the clip so I can record it.
I'm going to play my clip in a second.
Okay.
You're going to play Who's Your Baby? We're going to play this clip. It has 4 people singing Baby, and you need to identify who the 4 people are. You don't have to tell us what the name of the songs are. We just need to know the singers or the names of the band that are involved here. Don't call now. Don't email us now with the answers. We're going to tell you when to call in about 7:15. But once again, here is the game piece for Who's Your Baby?
Baby, baby,
baby, baby.
On a Barefoot Country Music Fest passes, Who's Your Baby? We'll play it at 7:15 this morning. Cat Country 107.3. It's time for your joke of the morning. Brought to you by your friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Kenny lives in Marmora. Says this is the first joke he's ever sent in. Thank you, Kenny.
Kenny, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Kenny, your Cat Country joke of the morning. The sarcastic teacher says, if there are any idiots in the room, will you please stand up?
Who stood up?
After a long silence, one freshman rose to his feet. Now then, mister, said the teacher, why do you consider yourself an idiot? Well, I actually don't, said the kid, but I hate to see you standing there all by yourself. It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. I'm kind of sad because you were off on like Monday and Tuesday. One of the days was King Tut Day.
Like the
Do you know who King Tut was?
Yeah, he's the Egyptian king that young. Yeah.
So back in the 1970s, before your time, there was an exhibit of King Tut, the treasures of Tutankhamun or whatever it was, and there was commercials all over the television. And what they did for like 3 years is crisscross the country, stopping at different cities with this big museum thing about King Tut, and literally millions of people attended this.
Was it all that it was cracked up to be?
I don't know. I didn't go. I don't know whatever happened to it. One day it was here, one day it was disappeared. But it was even made more famous thanks to Steve Martin, who did this bit on Saturday Night Live. Back in the old days on Saturday Night Live, everybody watched Saturday Night Live. There was no DVD. You watched it live and everybody watched it. And Steve Martin came on and did his King Tut song. And people went crazy back in 1978.
King Tut.
See, this is what we did for entertainment.
I was going to say.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people standing
so, I'm sad that you missed King Tut Day because we had the King Tut exhibit here in the studios.
And I didn't get to see it.
And we were all doing the King Tut dance.
I missed the whole thing.
Make sure next year you're not sick on that day. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Rome, Italy. Nobody likes waiting and waiting and waiting in the emergency room, right? Well, this guy was so fed up with waiting for treatment at the hospital emergency room, he decided to go home, leaving behind at the emergency room his finger. The 47-year-old man had lost part of his finger in a work-related accident, but he said he waited so long for treatment they decided to give up on the digit and just go home.
Well, that's...
Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna here with you to know this morning. Well, it looks like Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill hitting the ground running. She says her first move come January will be to freeze utility costs by declaring a state of emergency. She met with Governor Phil Murphy yesterday, just a day after her big election win. And she says she's already making plans to restart the Gateway Tunnel project, push back on Trump's tariffs, and help families with things like first-time homebuyer credits and lower drug prices.
New Jersey saw a huge turnout at the polls this week, and that helped flip five counties back to blue. Atlantic, Cumberland, Gloucester, Passaic, and Morris counties all swung Democratic this time around after going for Trump back in 2024.
Sad news from the Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine. A gray seal that had been rescued back in April has passed away. Staff says he was being treated for a serious flipper injury and didn't make it through surgery. The team says they did everything they could.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Lots of sunshine, high around 57.
For next summer with our game Who's Your Baby? But right now, Cat Country morning birthday shout-outs.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, Kevin Hickman of Bridgeton. Kevin is 63.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Christine Johnson of Northfield is 41. Kelly Montgomery is 44. And that's it. It's a real short list today.
Wow.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country big birthday shout-out, Christine Johnson of North. Welcome to a Thursday morning. Here's the deal. We have two four-day passes.
Two four-day passes
to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest happening on June in the off the boardwalk on the beach in Wildwood. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. Eric Church is going to be there. We're going to announce another headliner tomorrow morning. There'll be in all over 40 different acts on the beach in Wildwood, 6th annual Barefoot. We want to give you 2 4-day passes this morning. We're going to play our new game called Who's Your Baby?
Okay.
Here's how it works. I'm going to play a clip with four different country artists. That is, they could be singers or bands, and all mention the word baby. So here it is. Pay close attention.
Baby, baby,
baby,
baby.
So there you go. Four babies. Let's hear it one more time.
Baby, baby,
baby,
baby.
We need you to name who's singing baby. Okay. Each of those four times. We don't need the song titles.
Mm-hmm.
All we need is the artists, singers, or bands. There are four of them.
Okay, I have a question.
You need to name them all in order. What's your question?
Is there any repeats?
What do you mean by repeats?
Like, is there somebody in there twice?
Oh, I can't answer that.
Oh, man.
I can't answer that.
Okay.
One more time. Who's your baby?
Baby, baby,
baby,
baby.
Can you identify all four in order? We're going to start out with caller number 7 at 609-383-1073. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. This morning, we're trying to give away a pair of four-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood. We're playing our game called Who's Your Baby? And what you need to do is identify the four artists in order right here. Listen. That's four babies. We need the names of the singers and or bands. We don't need the title of the songs. We just need to know who's singing.
Baby, baby,
baby, baby.
Think you got them? Do you think you have them, Jana? Don't tell us. Do you think you have them?
I think I have 3 out of 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hi, Cat Country. Your caller's 7. Who's this?
Hey, guys. I know one.
Well, what's your name? Two. What's your name?
Oh, Andy.
Andy, where are you from?
I'm in Franklinville.
Franklinville, got
okay,
it.
Okay, Andy. Name the four singers on Who's Your Baby. Go.
One is Satan Aldean. Another one is Luke Bryan. Another two I don't know.
Oh, yeah, need all four
you
to
you got
to
get all
Thanks,
four.
Andy.
Thanks,
Bye.
Andy.
Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Hi, it's Shayna.
Shayna, where are you from?
I am from EHT.
Shayna right, from Shayna. EHT. Name all four. Go.
Okay. All right, I definitely know 2 and 3.
All right, we need to go in order. So start with number 1.
Okay. Jordan Davis.
Number 2.
Is Luke Bryan.
Number 3.
Sugarland.
Number 4.
Is it Billy Currington?
You did not get 4 right, Shayna, but you can try again. Thank you.
Sorry, Shayna.
We're also not going to tell you how many you got right.
Oh, see, you're lame. Lame? You play dirty.
Let's hear it one more time.
Baby, baby,
baby, baby.
Can you name all? Come back to our game, Who's Your Baby, where you need to identify these four singers and or bands in order to win.
Baby, baby,
baby, baby.
We need you to name all four. In order, we don't need the song titles, just need the names. Up for grabs, 2 4-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. Let's hear it one more time.
Baby, baby,
baby,
baby.
All right, I think somebody's going to get it. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country, who's this?
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah, where are you from?
Galloway.
All right, Sarah, can you name all four in order?
I hope so.
Go ahead.
Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Jordan Davis, and Sugarland?
That's not all four in order. Thank you.
Oh,
all right, bye-bye. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Dennis.
Dennis, where are you from?
Linwood.
Dennis, can you name all four in order? Let's give it a try. Go.
Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Sugarland, and Billy Currington.
That is not all four in order. Thanks, Dennis.
Oh, sorry, Dennis. Bye.
Good morning, Cat Country. Who's this?
Hi, did you get the winner yet?
No. What's your name?
Augie.
Augie, where are you from?
Ventnor.
All right, Augie, name all four in order. Go.
Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Sugarland, and Jordan Davis.
That's not all four in order. Thank you. I kind of hesitate to say, but I'll say we're getting very close.
Yes, for sure. We really are.
Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ryan.
Ryan. Ryan, where are you from?
Williamstown.
Ryan, name all four in order for me. Go.
Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Sugarland, Scotty McCreery.
No, that's not all four in order.
Oh,
thank you.
Geez.
Oh, boy. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jeannie.
Jeannie, where are you from?
I am from Hatfield, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, all right, Jeannie. Woo. Name all four in order. Go.
Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Sugarland, and Jason Aldean again.
No, that's not all four.
Oh,
thank you. Let's hear it one more time.
Baby, baby,
baby, baby.
Now, earlier you asked me if there could be a repeat, and I will tell you, none of them are repeated. They're all four different singers. Hey, we want to hop back into our contest. We're playing Who's Your Baby this morning. Listen. So we've got four singers and or bands singing the word baby. We need you to identify all four in order. If you do that, you're the first one to do that. You win 4 tickets to the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood next June. One more time, here's all four.
Baby.
All right, let's go to the phone line, see if we can find a winner in Cat Country. Who's this?
It's Joan.
Joan, where are you from?
I'm from North Cape May.
All right, Joan, name all four in order. Go.
Okay, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Sugarland, and Kenny Chesney.
Oh, no, that's not it. Thanks, Joan.
Jeez. I thought she was going to get it.
Who's this?
I really did.
Hey, it's Augie again from Ventnor.
All right, Augie, give it another try. Time. Yep, go ahead.
Yep. So Jason Aldean, Jordan Davis, Sugarland, and Luke Bryan.
No.
No.
Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Hi, Victoria from Woodwood.
All right, Victoria, name all four in order. Go.
Okay. Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, Sugarland, and Chris Johnson.
No.
No.
That's not it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep going. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Dawn.
Dawn, where are you from?
Cape May.
Dawn from Cape May. Name all four in order. Go.
Let me see. Jason Aldean, Luke Bryant, Sugarland, and Kenny Chesney.
No, thank you.
Sorry, Dawn.
Obviously, we're getting very, very close.
Yes, for sure.
Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Did you get an answer?
No. What's your name?
Keith.
Keith, where are you from?
Cape Courthouse.
No winner yet, Keith. Name all four in order, and it's you.
Is it Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Sugarland, and Keith Urban?
Keith. You won! Congratulations!
Woo! Yeah, Keith!
Yeah!
Keith Urban, Brown Eyed Baby was the last song.
That was really hard.
Yep.
That was the hardest one.
That was hard.
Yeah. You're going to Barefoot. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. One more time, let's hear Who's Your Baby. So it was Jason Aldean. The song was When She Says Baby. Luke Bryan, Someone Else Calling You Baby. Sugarland, we also would have accepted Jennifer Nettles. Baby Girl.
Yeah.
And the last one was the tough one. Keith Urban, a song he did called Brown Eyed Baby.
That was difficult.
So congratulations to Keith from Courthouse. He's going to Barefoot.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's Cat Country 107.3. Morning Trivia's on the air. Let's keep giving you even more chances to win. Up for grabs today. We got a $50 gift certificate to Tuckahoe Inn Restaurant and Tavern, right on the water there in beautiful Marmora / Upper Township / Beasley Point, I guess. Beasley's Point more than Marmora, right?
Yeah.
$50 gift certificate to Tuckahoe Inn, 609-383-1073, or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question. The average woman buys 240 of these in her lifetime. I'm sure this was more true more than 10 years ago than it is today. Might be a little less today, but still. The average woman buys 240 of these in her lifetime.
Well, I asked you off air. Can I ask? Am I allowed to ask?
Yes.
Okay, because you have to answer me.
Yes.
But you said ask you on air so you can answer me. So is it purses?
It's not purses.
Okay.
I'll give you some more clues. It's not clothing or clothing accessory like a purse, okay?
Okay.
Nothing to do with clothing. No food. It's not a food or drink.
Okay.
The average woman will purchase about 240 of these in her lifetime. Again, I think the number is probably going down because that's what it says on her shirt. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Up for grabs, $50 gift certificate to the Tuckahoe Inn. Here's the question. The average woman buys 240 of these in her lifetime. You said purses. Not purse. And I said not anything of clothing or clothing related like a purse, I guess.
Well,
or
that's
accessory.
Like, that's helpful.
No food. It's nothing food. What does the average woman buy 240 of these a year? Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it tampons?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's a, what?
Well, that's out of the way.
You think we only use 240 tampons in our lifetime? Do you know how long a period lasts, sir?
We've talked too much about this already. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it books?
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
What's your name?
Justin.
Justin, where are you from?
Petersburg.
Justin, we have for you a $50 gift certificate to Tuckahoe Inn just down the road from you. Congratulations. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that was quick. That was a lot quicker than I thought.
Yeah, I can tell.
240 Bookberg. He won the $50 gift card to Tuckahoe Inn. He knew that the average woman buys 240 of these in her lifetime. Books was the answer. Books. And again, congratulations to Keith from K-Man Courthouse. Keith won the Barefoot Country Music Fest tickets this morning. He won our Who's Your Baby contest. Next chance to win comes up at 8:20. We've got that fabulous trip to Las Vegas to see and meet country superstar Lainey Wilson. Coming up at 8:20, Cat Country 107. Good morning. We're Joe and John. You need to know this morning. Well, it looks like Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill hitting the ground running. She says her first move come January will be to freeze utility costs by declaring a state of emergency. She met with Governor Phil Murphy yesterday, just a day after her big election win. And she says she's already making plans to restart the Gateway Tunnel project, push back on Trump's tariffs, and help families with things like first-time homebuyer credits and lower drug prices.
New Jersey saw a huge turnout at the polls this week, and that helped flip five counties back to blue. Atlantic, Cumberland, Gloucester, Passaic, and Morris counties all swung Democratic this time around after going for Trump back in 2024.
Sad news from the Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine. A gray seal that had been rescued back in April has passed away. Staff says he was being treated for a serious flipper injury and didn't make it through surgery. The team says they did everything they could.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Lots of sunshine, high around...
Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and John. I time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, I feel like owning a flamethrower would solve a lot of my problems.
I feel like that's probably true, depending on how you use it.
Number two, I love how much I have in common with my dog, mainly how much we both love to eat.
Does your dog take everything from you? Because same.
Number three, when a younger, less experienced guy asked me for advice about women, I just tell him about the time my girlfriend got mad at me for something I did in one of her dreams. Then I wish him luck. Number four.
It's true.
The vending machine took my dollar on the first try. I am unstoppable today. We're Joe and John. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. Told my wife to throw a dart at the world map and we'll go there for Christmas. Looks like we'll be going behind the fridge this year. Then you go to Las Vegas. Cat Country 107.3, we have a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to see and meet country superstar Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas. Hello, Lainey. Have you seen the sights and sounds of Las Vegas?
That's what you're going to be saying to her. Right. Please, if you're going to ask her a question, come up with a better one than that.
All right, we've got five chances for you to win the trip today. Now and at 10:20 this morning, 1:20 and 4:20 this afternoon, 7:20 this evening. All the times are approximate. At each of those times, we're going to give you a code. It's the Lainey Wilson code. You're going to take that code to the Cat Country 107.3 app. You're going to hit the button that says Lainey, and you're going to type in the code. Your trip includes airfare, hotel, $500 in spending cash, tickets for you and your pal to meet and go backstage to meet Lainey Wilson.
Are you ready?
Here's your first code of the day. It's 581.
581. That's 581. The code you need. 581.
Enter it on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Hit the Lainey button. Country 107.3 mornings.